Sarasatim Vyasam
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam
Tato Jayam Udirayat
Tato Jayam Udirayat
Nasta Praeshu Abhadreshu
Nasta Praeshu Abhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, entitled the Summum Bonum, chapter 10, entitled the Rasa Dance, text number 25. Evam shashankangshu virajita nisha sasatyakamo nurutha balagana sishevatmanyavarudhyasaurata sarvasharatkavyakatharasarayaha. Evam, in this manner, Shashashanka of the moon, Hungsu by the rays, Virajataha made brilliant, Nishaha the knights, Saha he, Satyakamaha whose desires are always fulfilled, Anuratha, constantly attached to him, Abalaganaha, his many girlfriends, Sisheve, he utilized, Atmani, within himself, Avaruddha, reserved, Saurataha, conjugal feelings, Sarvaha, all, the knights, Sharat, of the autumn, kavya, poetic, katha, of narrations, rasa, of the transcendental moods, ashrayaha, the repositories. Translation. Although the gopis were firmly attached to Lord Krishna, whose desires are always fulfilled, the Lord was not internally affected by any mundane sex desire. Still, to perform his pastimes, the Lord took advantage of all those moonlit autumn nights which inspire poetic descriptions of transcendental affairs. Responsively, everyone try to repeat.
Although the gopis were firmly attached to Lord Krishna,
which inspire poetic descriptions
fire away excuses
of transcendental affairs.
Of transcendental affairs.
Yes.
Então, embora as gopis estivessem fortemente apegadas ao Senhor Krishna, cujos desejos são sempre satisfeitos, o Senhor, no íntimo, não era afetado por nenhum desejo sexual mundano. Ainda assim, para executar seus passatempos, o Senhor tirou proveito de todas aquelas enluaradas noites de outono que inspiram descrições poéticas a respeito de casos amorosos transcendentais.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is difficult to translate into English the word rasa, which indicates the spiritual bliss derived from one's loving relationship with Lord Krishna. That bliss is experienced in the midst of spiritual pastimes with the Lord and his devotees. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that the great poets like Vyasa, Parashara, Jayadev, Leela Shuka, or Bilva Mangal Thakur, Govardhan Acharya, and Srila Rupa Goswami have tried in their poetry to describe the conjugal affairs of the Lord. These descriptions are never complete, however, since the Lord's pastimes are unlimited. Thus, the attempt to glorify such pastimes is still going on and will go on forever. Lord Krishna arranged an extraordinary season of beautiful autumn nights to enhance his loving affairs. And those autumn nights have inspired transcendental poets since time immemorial.
É difícil traduzir a palavra raça, que indica bem-aventurança espiritual derivada da relação amorosa da alma com o Senhor Krishna. Experimenta-se desta bem-aventurança quando se está em meio aos passatempos espirituais com o Senhor e seus devotos. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti explica que grandes poetas Vaishnavas, como Vyasa, Parashara, Jayadeva, Vilashika, Vimamandala Thakur, Govardhana Acharya e Sri Rupa Goswami, tentaram em sua poesia descrever as aventuras conjugais do Senhor. Essas descrições nunca são completas, todavia, pois os passatempos do Senhor são ilimitados. Logo, a tentativa de glorificar tais passatempos ainda continua e continuará para sempre. O Senhor Krishna providenciou uma estação extraordinária, com belas noites de outono, para realçar suas aventuras amorosas. E aquelas noites de outono têm inspirado poetas transcendentais desde tempos imemoriais.
Translation again. Although the gopis were firmly attached to Lord Krishna, whose desires are always fulfilled, the Lord was not internally affected by any mundane sex desire. Still, to perform his pastimes, the Lord took advantage of all those moonlit autumn nights, which inspire poetic descriptions of transcendental affairs. So, these particular chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam tenth canto from the 33rd chapter up to 37, 38, like that, they're the most intimate chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavad Purana is described as amala, or completely pure. And it is meant for those who are topmost swan-like devotees. Krishna tells Arjuna that I am explaining this science of self-realization to you because you are my sakha, my friend, and you are my bhakta. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam yetat uttamam. Because you are my friend and my devotee. And he makes one other qualification. Tattu te guyatamam pravakshami anasuyave. I'm explaining to you because you are not envious of me. So Arjuna was not a sannyasi. He was not a brahmana. He was a married man, and he was an administrator. His qualification was that he was pure in heart. So the intimate, of course, the Bhagavad Gita deals with the instructions of Krishna, and that is very important. But the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with the stories of Lord Krishna's devotees and their pastimes with him. One is supposed to understand Krishna with a spirit of love and devotion and awe, reverence, many mixtures of different moods. And one is supposed to proceed gradually from the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam up to the 10th canto. One proceeds progressively. Of course, it is impossible to understand the greatness of Krishna. We were discussing yesterday that Krishna is a person. But he's not an ordinary person, he is an unlimited person. We sing in the morning time that every one of Krishna's senses can perform any one of the functions of the other senses. When we listen to the prayer at greeting the deities. That is Angani Yasya Shakalendriya Vrittimanti Pasyanti Panti Kalyanti Chiram Jagati. It is describing the unlimited features of Krishna. So Krishna can do many wonderful things. It is not possible to understand Krishna unless we have the right mood. So we can gain this mood by chanting Krishna's name, by reading the pastimes of Krishna, and by going gradually through Srimad Bhagavatam. When one is advanced in spiritual life, then he can try to understand the intimate pastimes of Krishna. Unfortunately, non-devotees or foolish persons think that Krishna is the god of love of the Hindus. This is due to their poor fund of knowledge. They have heard that Krishna had 16,108
wives
and many more girlfriends. So they should understand from this that Krishna must be God, because he can support 16,108 wives, and we have trouble to support even one wife. Prabhupada used to tell the story of his early days in New York. And one lady came with her son to the temple. So her son was coming regularly to the temple. So the question of marriage came up. He was a young man, 20 years, 20 something. But the mother said that, oh, he cannot marry because he cannot support a family. So, a man cannot even support one wife, and he's thinking that he is equal to Krishna, who can support 16,108 wives, or 16 million wives, or any number. So unless we appreciate Krishna's supreme position,
maneiras que nós apreciamos a suprema posição de Krishna.
When we try to understand his pastimes, his activities with the gopis, the young cowherd girls of Vrindavan,
quando nós tentamos compreender os passatempos de Krishna com as gopis em Vrindavan,
we will misunderstand.
Nós não vamos conseguir compreender.
For example, here it explains that when Krishna engaged in rasa dance, he was a very young boy. So there was no question of mundane sex desire. In the Western countries, we're very much accustomed, or we're very much bewildered by this sex desire. And especially, people cannot understand love without thinking of some kind of genital sex. Actually, sex is allowed or even encouraged for the purpose of creating children. Dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bhartarshava. Even Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that based upon religious principles, I am sex life.
Krishna afirma no Bhagavad Gita que basicamente eu sou sexual.
So that kind of sex life means once a month at the best time for procreation.
Tipo de relação sexual significa uma vez ao mês para procriação.
It does not mean using the rhythm method to find out when I can have sex so as not to have any children. It means finding the best time so that I can create a good devotee. But in a cultured society, a husband and wife can enjoy nicely the pastimes of householder life without mundane sex. Still, there is some attachment there. But here we find that Krishna can love us, or he can love his gopis. Without any desire to exploit them for sense gratification. So this can be understood by someone who is pure in heart. Now, Krishna is very compassionate, very kind to us. We are his black sheep. We are his fallen children, his parts and parcels. We have left the spiritual world trying to express our individuality independent of Krishna.
Saímos, abandonamos o mundo espiritual para expressar nossa individualidade independente de Krishna.
So, this is our playground, this material world.
Aqui é o nosso parque de diversões do mundo material.
Here we can, and here we do, think that I am God.
Aqui nós podemos e pensamos realmente que somos Deus.
If we don't want to, then we don't have to surrender to Krishna.
Se nós não queremos, não podemos surrender a Krishna.
But this place, material world, it is a paradise for fools.
Esse mundo material, esse lugar, é paraíso para os tolos.
Because, although there is the illusion of happiness,
apesar dessa ilusão da felicidade,
there's so much suffering.
Há muito sofrimento.
Old age, disease, and death. And we may think, oh, at death I will be free. No, there is also rebirth. You will go again through the same business. And there is no guarantee that you will get human body. You could be born in any one of the lower species of life. Or you could be born as a human being, but in a totally poverty-stricken condition.
Você pode nascer um corpo humano, mas uma condição muito ruim, pobre.
Where did the Rwandans from Rwanda? You don't know Rwanda? It's in Africa. They had great drought. Ethiopia. You could be born there.
Pode nascer na Etiópia, por exemplo, na África.
So we have no guarantee where we will go at rebirth. Then there are miseries caused by nature. Too much heat, too much cold. Miseries caused by other living beings. Being bitten by bugs, being harassed by other people. So many other living beings are giving us problems. And then there are the miseries of our own body. Weak heart, weak veins, weak kidney, this, that, so many. So in the middle of it all, we try to get a little enjoyment, we try to create a paradise, but this is not paradise. So Krishna comes here to the material world, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamiham. He says, I come whenever there's too much irreligion, I come. And he, before our eyes, he demonstrates his activities. He is telling us, come, come, join me. But we are so foolish that we think that it is all mythology. When we hear about Krishna, we think it is not true. Or instead of wanting to join Krishna, we want to imitate Krishna. So we have to keep coming back until we get it right. We actually right within the Vedic scriptures, there is a wealth of beauty. There's a wealth of culture. But it is God-centered culture. There is music, there is song, there is poetry, there is art. But everything is God-centered. Just like this painting here. I suppose it was made in Rajasthan. Is this Rajasthani style or a little different? Huh?
Not Rajasthan.
Iskandstan? No, I've never seen any devotees do this. It's Indian.
This is not
Rajasthan style. Well, in India, they do things. The word is more than the
The word is customer.
They can do anything.
Right.
Yeah. Hong Kong painting. But it is art, and it's very beautiful. But here's Krishna and Balaram. So, it is quite possible to turn our lives towards Lord Krishna and at the same time live a very full and comfortable life.
Nós podemos mudar nossa vida para Krishna e ainda se viver plena e confortavelmente.
Janma Labha Para Pungsang Ante Narayana Smritihi. The perfection of our lives will be to remember Krishna, to glorify Krishna at the time of our death. It is not difficult for those who are simple in heart, but those who are crooked in heart, they will find it very difficult. We should not be disturbed that many people are not coming. Because people cannot understand and they're not interested also. Even if they come, they want to make Krishna a mundane person. Just like on the plane, when I was coming from New York, there were many rich ladies in the business class. And there was one lady who was looked very stylish. She had some kind of leopard skin top on. I don't know what it was. You know what that was, Maya? And tight pants and leather boots. And rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. It's a song. Don't worry. But she saw us, and she kept staring at us. And then I saw her showing one of her friends a book, and it had a big picture of Dalai Lama. It was on the front cover. It was obviously a book about the Dalai Lama. So maybe she had some interest in spiritual life and Dalai Lama, but then why was she eating animals and wearing animals and thinking animalistically? If you want real spiritual experience, it is not cheap. You have to be prepared to surrender to Krishna. You have to be prepared to follow some rules and regulations. If you are sick, the doctor may tell you, don't eat this, don't drink that. Take this bitter medicine. So you may think, oh, this doctor is a nasty man, he's against life. But when you are cured, then you think, oh, he's a very nice man.
procurar nesse detalhe, é um teste muito legal, muito legal.
So, we should read these books properly. Reading Prabhupada's purports. And follow our principles. We don't need to compete or even compare with anyone. As Krishna told his gopis when they were serving him, I cannot repay you for your service. You will just have to be satisfied with the blissful feeling you are getting. So in the same way, we'll have to be satisfied with a simple life, a peaceful life, a blissful life. Subject matter to start with. There was one preacher here recently, and I'm sure he would have spent hours describing to you how you are one of Krishna's gopis. And but I am seeing that many devotees have trouble with A, B, C. What to speak of postgraduate study. They cannot properly chant their rounds, if they chant at all. They have trouble with the regulative principles. They follow three regulative principles. No meat, no fish, no eggs. So, where's the question of anyway, we pray for them. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam.